Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mark Rector, and it's my pleasure to be your scripture reader today. Today is Friday, June 24th, and our passages for the day are Numbers 22, 1 through 20, Psalm 28, and Galatians 3, 15 through 29, beginning with Numbers chapter 22. Then the Israelites traveled to the plains of Moab and camped along the Jordan, across from Jericho. Now Balak, son of Zippor, saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites, and Moab was terrified because there were so many people. Indeed, Moab was filled with dread because of the Israelites. The Moabites said to the elders of Midian, "This horde is going to lick up everything around us, as an ox licks up the grass of the field." So Balak, son of Zippor, who was king of Moab at that time, sent messengers to summon Balaam, son of Beor, who was at Pethor, near the Euphrates River, in his native land. Balak said, "A people has come out of Egypt. They cover the face of the land and have settled next to me. Now come and put a curse on these people, because they are too powerful for me. Perhaps then I will be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land. For I know that whoever you bless is blessed, and whoever you curse is cursed." The elders of Moab and Midian left, taking with them the fee for divination. When they came to Balaam, they told him what Balak had said. "Spend the night here," Balaam said to them, "and I will report back to you with the answer the Lord gives me." So the Moabite official stayed with him. God came to Balaam and asked, "Who are these men with you?" Balaam said to God, "Balak, son of Zippor, king of Moab, sent me this message. The people that has come out of Egypt covers the face of the land. Now come and put a curse on them for me. Perhaps then I will be able to fight them and drive them away." But God said to Balaam, "Do not go with them. You must not put a curse on those people, because they are blessed." The next morning, Balaam got up and said to Balak's officials, "Go back to your own country, for the Lord has refused to let me go with you." So the Moabite officials returned to Balak and said, "Balaam refused to come with us." Then Balak sent other officials, more numerous and more distinguished than the first. They came to Balaam and said, "This is what Balak, son of Zippor, says. Do not let anything keep you from coming to me, because I will reward you handsomely and do whatever you say. Come and put a curse on these people for me." But Balaam answered them, "Even if Balak gave me all the silver and gold in his palace, I could not do anything great or small to go beyond the command of the Lord my God. Now spend the night here so that I can find out what else the Lord will tell me." That night, God came to Balaam and said, "Since these men have come to summon you, go with them, but do only what I tell you." So this is a really neat, interesting part of Scripture. So up to this point in the book of Numbers, we've really seen how God is working in and through the Israelites, through the Israelites' perspective. But here, beginning in Numbers 22, we kind of get a different side of the story. We're introduced to Balak and to Balaam, this messenger, and Balak being the king of Moab. And essentially, he is wanting to hire Balaam to curse the Israelites because he has heard that the Israelites are having all the success in battle and that everything just seems to be going right with them. But I think as we see in this story, if we look closely enough, we see that God is with his people, the Israelites, because he has blessed them and because he has chosen them to be his people, set apart for his purposes. And so even though Balak wants Balaam to curse these Israelites, Balaam knows, because God has come to him and said, that that's probably not the best idea. But of course, Balak ups the ante a little bit more. He brings out the more numerous and more distinguished messengers to go to Balaam. And of course, at the end, in verse 20, God tells Balaam to actually go with them, but to do only what he tells Balaam to do. And so we will continue to see this story worked out in tomorrow's reading. Our next reading is from Psalm 28. It's of David. To you, Lord, I call. You are my rock. Do not turn a deaf ear to me. For if you remain silent, I will be like those who go down to the pit. Hear my cry for mercy as I call to you for help, as I lift up my hands towards your most holy place. Do not drag me away with the wicked, with those who do evil, who speak cordially with their neighbors, but harbor malice in their hearts. Repay them for their deeds and for their evil work. Repay them for what their hands have done, and bring back on them what they deserve. Because they have no regard for the deeds of the Lord, and what his hands have done, he will tear them down and never build them up again. Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him, and he helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise him. The Lord is the strength of his people, a fortress of salvation for his anointed one. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Be their shepherd and carry them forever. I love Psalm 28 here because I think we really get a sense of David's trust in the Lord. We really see here his raw emotion as he exclaims, as he calls out to the Lord. He wants the Lord to hear his cry for mercy. But we also know that David is totally assured that the Lord is with him, that he is indeed David's strength and shield, that his heart trusts in him, and that his heart also leaps for joy. If you would, let's bow our heads and pray these last few verses together. We praise you, Lord, for you have heard our cries for mercy. You, Lord, are our strength and shield. Our hearts trust in you, and you help us. Our hearts leap for joy, and our songs will praise you. You, Lord, are the strength of your people. You are a fortress for your anointed ones. Lord, save your people and bless your inheritance. Be our shepherd and carry us forever. Amen. Our New Testament reading for the day is Galatians chapter 3, verses 15 through 29. Brothers and sisters, let me take an example from everyday life. Just as no one can set aside or add to a human covenant that has been duly established, so it is in this case. The promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed. Scripture does not say, and to seeds, meaning many people, but, and to your seed, meaning one person, who is Christ. What I mean is this. The law, introduced 430 years later, does not set aside the covenant previously established by God, and thus do away with the promise. For if the inheritance depends on the law, then it no longer depends on the promise. But God, in his grace, gave it to Abraham through a promise. Why then was the law given at all? It was added because of transgressions until the seed to whom the promise referred had come. The law was given through angels and entrusted to a mediator. A mediator, however, implies more than one party, but God is one. Is the law, therefore, opposed to the promises of God? Absolutely not. For if a law had been given that could impart life, then righteousness would certainly have come by the law. But Scripture has locked up everything under the control of sin, so that what was promised, being given through faith in Jesus Christ, might be given to those who believe. Before the coming of this faith, we were held in custody under the law, locked up until the faith that was to come would be revealed. So the law was our guardian until Christ came, that we might be justified by faith. Now that this faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian. So in Christ Jesus, you are all children of God through faith. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourselves with Christ. There is neither Jew nor Gentile, neither slave nor free, nor is there male and female. For you are all one in Christ Jesus. If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. Thank you so much for reading along today in God's Word. I hope you have a great day.